back here as we wind down our Asbury Park Press halftime show. Monmouth 26, West Virginia 21. Hawks shoot 45% in the first half. They limit West Virginia, as did West Virginia's shot selection at times, to just 17% in that first half. Josh James led the way for Monmouth with 6 points. Andrew Nicholas also with 6 off the bench. Jawan Staten. Josh said Staten, by the way. I want to make sure we've been saying his name right. Is it Staten or Staten? Well, it's Staten now for the rest of the game until we hear the PA guy say something else. Regardless, the Big 12 preseason player of the year leads the way with 7 points. Steve, Monmouth being out-rebounded in this one, 28-18, but the big one is 18-3 on the offensive glass. And you could say West Virginia's missed a lot. They've also rebounded their misses a lot. What do you look forward to? The final 20 with Monmouth in a bid here to pull off the potential shocking upset.
Well, early on in the game, I didn't feel like the Hawks were getting dominated on the glass. Numbers-wise, and towards the end of that first half, they really were. And it's really actually kept West Virginia close, because stat-wise, Monmouth University has dominated this game stat-wise. But with the offensive rebounds, West Virginia has been able to get a lot of second-chance points and keep this game close, because they're shooting 6 of 36, 3 of 18 from 3. They're only shooting 50% from the foul line. So they did not have a good first half. Now, the first 4 minutes in this half is going to be enormous. Does West Virginia come out fired up? And do they try to take it to the Hawks right away? And how does Monmouth respond? Because if Monmouth responds well and tries to and even increases this lead, then I think this could be a ball game the rest of the way. But I really believe West Virginia is going to try to go pedal to the metal here and try to come out, make a statement that this is our home floor, this is our season opener. You're Monmouth University, we're West Virginia, we're going to take it to you, but we'll see how that plays out.
Mountaineers will have the ball to begin things here, moving left to right. This is Jawan Staten, as there's a whistle down low. Devin Williams moving for positioning on Chris Brady. Steve's not even 10 seconds into the half. Brady picks up foul number 3. And it is Jawan Staten, by the way. So our mistake, it is not Staten like Staten Island. That's how it's spelled.
Right.
Apparently when you get down below the Mason-Dixon line, we change that.
Tillman now coming out with that foul. And Brady enters. But Brady had a really nice first half. And you see the first play of that first half for West Virginia was an isolation inside, trying to get a post up to Williams. Maybe Coach Huggins doesn't want as many three-point attempts in this half.
Well, and it looks as though, Steve, West Virginia running a little more motion set here. Devin Williams at the foul line. Hawks leading 26-21. Williams will drive around Brady, but wave off that shot attempt. Offensive foul will be the call, as Williams will get it. And I believe it was Deion Jones, the player who stepped in to draw that offense. Or it might have been Brees Kofani who got in there, Steve.
Nice job by Kofani there, stepping in and taking the charge. I thought, again, Chris Brady a little too aggressive on the ball, as Kofani does not get a timeout. They actually call a five-second violation.
That was a really, really quick five-second violation. Coach Rice thought he got the timeout. That was a quick, quick 5 seconds. 19:33 to go here in what's been an interesting early second half. Hawks lead 26-21. Staten top of the key. One dribble pull-up. Straight away. No good. Brees Kofani with the strong rebound. Out to Josh James. Hawks want to push. James ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Pull-up two in transition. It is all net. Hawks on top by 7.
And I love that shot from Deion Jones. Catching the ball in transition. Doesn't force the drive. Pulls up on a dime and knocks it down.
Hawks on top 28-21. They go to the elbow. Foul line is Adrian. Adrian kicks it out, but a three-second violation against Devin Williams. One of the fans behind us called it before the refs did. Hawks will get it back up 28-21. Still pressuring full is West Virginia. Kofani will get it in to Justin Robinson. Robinson being guarded by Nathan Adrian, who's got him by about a foot and a half. Robinson drives on Adrian. Little floater is missed, but a foul on Adrian. It'll be his third foul, and Robinson will go to the line for 2. And Steve, conversely to what I thought we'd see, it's not West Virginia that's come out with more aggression. It's Monmouth that's come out more aggressive, looking to build on a 7-point lead.
When Coach Rice got here, it's all about his style and the culture, and his culture and his style is aggressive, and he wants to play aggressive, and he's gotten talent in this program where they want to go and they want to get the ball and they want to get to the rim, and we've seen that so far in the first half with James and Deion Jones, and Justin Robinson has been absolutely phenomenal as the leader and the guy who runs the show. You see how important he is for the Hawks.
Robinson makes his first free throw. Jonathan Holton will come back in for West Virginia. Monmouth now on top by 8. At the under 16 media timeout, we're going to keep things here, everyone, let you know the out-of-town scoreboard in the MAC as Robinson makes his second. Hawks now on top, Steve, 30-21. This is as shocking a score as there is around the nation right now in college hoops. Daxter Miles, top of the key, Statton, flips it right wing. Dribble drive by Jason Page, works its way over to Miles. His triple is too strong. Tipped rebound, first one missed, second one is good. And that was the junior college player, Jay Sean Page.
Another missed three for West Virginia, but again, attacking the glass, keeping the ball alive, and getting points off the offensive rebound.
Josh James, double team, throws ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Jones will get into the attacking area, ahead to Kofani, who lays it in. Hawks on top, 32-23.
Oh, great job by the Hawks again. Breaking the press, Deion Jones attacks it, and then finding a streaking Brees Kofani for the lay-in.
Jonathan Holton misses one long here. James with a long rebound. Hawks up by 9 and running. James is fouled in the backcourt by Daxter Miles Jr. It'll be his first foul. Steve, Monmouth up 9. How about the catch and finish by Brees Kofani in transition?
And that's a great point, Eddie. That's a very tough catch to make. A chest pass, not a bounce pass. Very tough to catch, but he gathers himself and puts it in strong.
Robinson, 3 straight away. Boom! Bottom of the net! Justin Robinson has given Monmouth University a 35-23 lead over West Virginia. Bob Huggins will take a 30. We'll keep things right here. Oh, my goodness. Monmouth has doubled its halftime lead from 6 to 12. Just over 2 minutes gone by in the second half.
Eddie, this is incredible. And I want to say I'm surprised, but maybe I am a little surprised, but these guys are so talented, and I really think that Coach Rice has brought so many winners into this program. He has so much trust in Justin Robinson. Right before that three, whoever was guarding him was way in the lane, and you saw Coach Rice just say to him, go, 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 and Robinson went, and he pulled up for three, and he knocked it down. When you have that kind of confidence in a player, and a player feels that from his coach, he's going to go and step up and make a big shot, and that's exactly what Robinson did. And Robinson has been absolutely great in this game, breaking the press and making things happen and being a floor general.
He's got 5 points here in the second half. It's a 9-2 Monmouth run that has given the Hawks a 35-23 lead here in the second half. Monmouth now, Steve, shooting over 50%. That three that Robinson made, his first triple of the season. The Hawks are on top by 12. This is, to say the least, a shocking score, as we'll take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. Marist is trailing Bucknell 48-47, 13 minutes to go in the second half. Iona leads Cleveland State 39-32 at halftime. Pittsburgh blowing out Niagara 53-32, 14-40 to go there. Ryder leading at Princeton 45-44, 10 minutes to go second half. At halftime, Siena leads UMass 41-36. St. Peter's leads Brown 7-4 early. Finals from earlier today, Fairfield beat Central Connecticut State 71-63, and Quinnipiac defeated Yale in 2 overtimes 89-85. All of those scores, as great as they are, I say right now we're appetizers for this main course. West Virginia is completely shocked. I don't just mean the team, I mean the crowd and everyone else in the state, with Monmouth on top 35-23, and Huggins, Coach Bob Huggins, sorry to just refer to him so casually, he is hot. He was hot during that timeout. We'll see, Steve, how his team responds.
Well, the Hawks look like they're showing man-to-man right now. They've been playing a little bit of zone. Now they're back into the man.
Statton dribble handoff. Gary Brown has checked back in. Brown top of the key. Over to Devin Williams. Williams, dribble handoff on the left wing. This is Javon Carter. Over to Holton. Holton hands off to Staten. Right back to Holton. He'll try a three. That one's way short. Rebound to James. Josh James is going to run. It's a three-on-three. James will wait for everyone to join him. Picks up his dribble. And we'll now get it back from Chris Brady. We'll run an offense here with 17:15 to go. James, stutter step move to the rim. Too strong. Kofani tips the rebound out, but too far, looking for Robinson, as that'll give it back to West Virginia.
Well, West Virginia continues to launch outside shots, Eddie, and they continue to miss. Really, what's going to happen in this game is either they're going to start making them and come back, or they're going to just keep getting offensive rebounds and try to inch their way back. But if Monmouth can keep them off the glass, there hasn't been anything that has told me that they're going to eventually start making them. So the real key here is going to be Monmouth to keep them off the offensive glass.
James will get called, Josh James, that is, for a foul. And Staten is very slow to get up. Steve, he was banged up coming in to this game as Staten had an ankle and knee problem. And right now, Jawan Staten is kind of limping off an injury as West Virginia will inbound. Monmouth leads 35-23. The Mountaineers are 7 of 42 shooting and just 3 of 20 from three-point range. Gary Brown will inbound, and he'll get a timeout. So Monmouth will keep the defensive pressure here. West Virginia now down to just two timeouts, 16:59 to go, second half. Hawks on top by 12. And I'm shocked at how calm Bob Huggins is right now.
Yeah, I actually think Coach Huggins is in disbelief because after that timeout there where West Virginia couldn't get the ball in, he actually cracked a sarcastic smile there. And I think he's kind of in shock. And something that we were talking about in the hotel, Eddie, is that there was some talk that Juwan Staten might not play, or he might be limited, or he might come off the bench. And again, he's the best player. He plays almost 40 minutes a game. I don't think they were expecting to be in this kind of dogfight right now, and I don't know if Staten was supposed to play so many minutes. He's going to have to for West Virginia to get back into this game.
And Steve, Juwan Staten, as you said, he was questionable to start this game. He's battling an ankle and knee problem. I mean, he's obviously one of the best players in the country and a gamer, but struggling right now. Monmouth on top by 12. Staten being watched by James. Throws it down low. Gary Brown. Brown backs down Deion Jones. Breece Kofani says get it out. Holton's putback is missed. And a loose ball foul will go on Breece Kofani. It'll be foul number 3 on the rebound attempt. And they'll call him for a push.
Great job, Deion Jones, in the post, getting posted up there. I think that was Brown who was posting him up. But great job by Jones, standing his ground. And then the great weak side help by Breece Kofani to come in there and block the shot. Again, you got to come up with loose balls and rebounds, though.
Inbound underneath, Gary Brown to inbound it. And his inbound is intercepted by Justin Robinson. What a play. Ahead to Andrew Nicholas. Nicholas's layup is no good. But Red will go to the line with 16:39 to go in the second half. What a freakish vertical from little Justin Robinson.
Joe, we're watching the replay on the monitor right now. He got up and deflected that. He looked like an NFL cornerback deflecting a pass in midair, getting up high. A tremendous athletic play by Justin Robinson. I know we probably sound like broken records here, but Robinson has played a phenomenal game.
The floor general for this team, as Nicholas's first free throw will now give Monmouth a 13-point lead, 36-23. Brady in, Kofani out for the Hawks. Now it's starting to feel weird right now. Because it's not just that now Monmouth doesn't have a little lead. As Nicholas hits the second, they lead by 14.
It's great. I mean, it's unreal, Eddie. But, you know, Monmouth is a talented group, and this is the time to play West Virginia. Like we mentioned, they had a lot of new guys here. They had three guys who were their three top three-point shooters leave. So there's a lot of new pieces here, and they're obviously going to be better as the season goes on. This is the time you want to see them.
This is Staten, three. No, two in the corner is good. A long two for Jawan Staten. 37-25 now our score. Monmouth will break the pressure again. Jones will lead Justin Robinson. He'll dribble back out and reset an offense with 16 minutes to go in the second half. Robinson, top of the key. Goes for Josh James on the left wing. Deion Jones now throws for Chris Brady. Brady finds a cutting Nicholas. It's deflected out of bounds by Holton. And the Hawks will get it back after the media timeout. 15:52 to go in our game. Mammoth 37, West Virginia 25, as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Networks. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. And fans, we also want to remind you to visit the Jersey Mike Subs location on the corner of Route 36 and Mammoth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com today. In Morgantown, West Virginia, Mammoth leads the Mountaineers 37-25, 15:52 to go in our second half. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti with you. And Steve joining about 11,000 here at the Coliseum. And I'd say disbelief for different reasons. We know how good this Mammoth team is, but just at how well they're executing. And I think the Mountaineer faithful are kind of shocked at how poor their team is playing.
And their team's playing not very well, and obviously not shooting very well. West Virginia, 8 of 45. They have 8 makes in this game. They're 8 of 45 for 18% on the night.
Mammoth, meanwhile, shooting exactly 50%. They've taken 19 less shots than the Mountaineers. Josh James in front of us dribbling, and he'll lose it. Javon Carter will force the turnover. It'll be West Virginia ball, 15:44. And if West Virginia, Steve's going to come back, it's going to have to start on the defensive end.
Absolutely, and that's a way to do it right there, getting stops. Josh James got to be better with the ball. If somebody's pressuring you like that, I know Coach Rice gives them the green light that if you're getting pressured, go by him. Get it to the rim.
Down low, Devin Williams moves around Brady, misses a point blank shot at the rim, and they call a foul on Chris Brady. It's Brady's third foul with 15:26 to go in the second half. And that was a tough one as we're watching the replay now, and the replay is not going to look too kindly in favor of that call. There was no contact there.
Wow. We have a monitor right next to us, Eddie. Chris Brady hardly even touched him. Chris Brady was faked out so bad that he couldn't really touch him. And Williams missing a foul shot here, but now the Hawks got to box out and get a rebound and look to go.
You're right. Williams gave a ball fake. Brady flew out of the way, and Williams just flat missed it. He missed the first free throw, and he makes the second one. It's an 11-point Mammoth lead, 37-26. Mountaineers have pressured full all game. They continue to do so here. Hawks break it easily, but then Josh James has it poked out from behind, and then Brady commits an unwanted foul in the backcourt. He'll pick up his fourth with 15:19 to go in our second half.
And that's a very bad foul. He got a really tough call on the other end, but that time that's a bad foul by Chris Brady, wrapping around the guy. He already had the ball. Not a good foul, and now he's got to go to the bench with four fouls. And again, the other one was tough, but he's got to know better than that.
Hawks going to stay 2-3 zone here. Gary Brown brings it into the front court. Brown dribbles to the right wing. Javon Carter, now Brown, left hand into the paint. They'll bounce it down low to Devin Williams. Devin Williams is doubled immediately and spins, and he'll be called for a travel with 15:02 to go in this game.
I thought it would travel and a hook there, but Devin Williams is really fighting hard down there for position. They're trying to get him the ball in scoring opportunities. Nice double team and trap right there by the Hawks.
And Deion Jones is fouled as he crosses the timeline. That foul will go on for West Virginia. They call number two. That's Jevin Carter. Elijah Macon in, Devin Williams out. Hawks lead 37-26 in a very sloppy basketball game. It's the first game of the year for everybody. Hawks inbound. Justin Robinson will call out signals. Man-to-man defense from West Virginia. 14:50 to go, second half. Robinson bounces down low. Deion Jones to the basket, puts it in. Hawks on top by 13.
What an athletic move by Deion Jones, posting up, getting the ball, and then turning to the rim, hanging in the air and putting it in.
Deion Jones with a quiet 8 in this one to lead Mammoth. Gary Brown, left-hand dribble. Now we'll go top of the key with it. 19 on the shot clock. West Virginia down 39-26. Jayshon Page throws to Gary Brown. Brown left wing. Around a Macon screen. Picks up his dribble. Now has to bounce it to Jevin Carter. Back to Gary Brown. Pump gets Robinson in the air. Long two on the way. Is no good. The rebound is tipped up and in by Elijah Macon to cut the Mammoth lead to 11. Andrew Nicholas loses it in the backcourt. He's able to tap it to Josh James. James is fouled back the other way. That foul, and you'll hear the boos behind us, and will go on Jonathan Holton. It'll be 1-1 for Josh James, West Virginia's sixth team foul. I believe it's their seventh team foul, if it's 1-1, correct? Nathan Adrian will come back in. Colin Stewart, Max DeLeo, Steve will check back in as well. And Josh James limping right now.
It looks like it's only six fouls, Eddie, so Monmouth will have the ball sideline out of bounds near half court.
The one official gave the 1-1, obviously, foul behind. So Monmouth will be shooting next whistle as Andrew Nicholas inbounds to Kofani. And a turnover. They said Nicholas did not establish when he ran back in, so that foolish one will give it back to West Virginia.
Those are the turnovers. You just can't have running in to get the ball after inbounding it. And those are the types of turnovers that West Virginia is going to need to get back in this game.
Kevin Carter, pump fake, gets Colin Stewart in the air, then he's way long on a three. Max DeLeo will track it down. DeLeo will bring it into the front court, Hawks leading by 11. Max picks up his dribble, nowhere to go, lofts one to Kofani. Kofani in the lane. Lefty layup is good. Monmouth on top, 41-28.
Brees Kofani, what a move going to his left hand. Looked really nice and fluid there. Now, he came in a guy that supposedly wasn't very skilled, but I think he surprised everyone. He is skilled. Nice move around the rim.
It's a 13-point Monmouth lead. Hawks staying zone. Gary Brown on the right wing. 13 on the shot clock. A couple of dribbles here from Brown. Around an Adrian screen. Long three for Jayshon Page is bottom of the net. It's now a 10-point game.
Well, eventually one of those threes has to go in, and that was good defense by the Hawks.
And the Mountaineers force a turnover. Brown to the basket will lay it in. A quick 5-0 run for West Virginia. And it's 41-33 Monmouth now with 12:44 to go. Also look to break the pressure here. Nicholas will split the double team. And he'll wait for his teammates to join him now. With 26 on the shot clock. Nowhere to go for Nicholas. Still nowhere to go. Went to throw one back door to Stewart, and they get Coach Rice with a timeout. 12 minutes, 29 seconds to go in the second half. 41-33, Steve, now our score. You know the run is coming. West Virginia's cut this to an 8-point lead. What is Coach Rice telling his troops now?
Well, I think he's telling them, you're playing West Virginia. You're on their home floor. They're a Big 12 team. Of course they're going to go on a run. But now it's time to have poise and mental toughness and execute. This is what they want. They want you to try to go too fast because they want turnovers. And then they want to go score on the other end, and they want to set up their press again and get another turnover. They are not very good in the half court, or haven't shown to be in this game. That's the way they're going to get back into this game, with turnovers and offensive rebounds. So Monmouth has to be poised, and they have to execute.
Hawks basketball, 41-33 our score, 22 on the shot clock. Fans, Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. You can hear the Coliseum getting loud behind us. Austin Tillman's checked in for the Hawks. Robinson and James hopefully going to get a 30-second break. We did see James limp off with an ankle before. We'll see how he's doing as Jayshon Page fouls Colin Stewart. His first foul. That foul, Steve, about 40 feet from the basket, and he's yelling at Jayshon Page, why would you commit that foul?
Colin Stewart was hardly over half court, and he's all over him. Again, you want pressure defense, but you got to be able to play pressure defense without fouling.
West Virginia will go to the bench. They'll bring in Tariq Phillip, the sophomore. Phillip in that first half did not score 0-for-1 from the floor. Colin Stewart with 1-1, as that was West Virginia's seventh team foul. Stewart in and out, missing his free throw. Macon pulls down the rebound. Staten brings the Mountaineers back. Monmouth leading 41-33. Coach Rice is trying to get to this under 12 with this lead intact. Staten on the right wing around an Adrian screen. Throws to Jevin Carter. Carter for Staten. Now in the corner. They bounce it back top of the key. Staten pump fakes. Flips it right back to Tariq Phillip. Throws down low. Down low. Macon. Missed one. Rolled around the rim. Kofani pulls the rebound down. He's double-teamed now. We'll throw it out to Austin Tillman. Tillman to Nicholas. Red attacks. Floater is no good. Players go flying for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off Monmouth. It'll be West Virginia ball when we come back. 11:45 to go, second half. Monmouth 41. The Mountaineers from West Virginia 33, and we're back in 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Fans, the Monmouth Hawks would like to thank their good friends and premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurant, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health Monmouth Medical Center for their tremendous support throughout this season. Hawks 41, West Virginia 33, 11:45 to go in our second half. And just so you know, fans, this isn't some obscure college in West Virginia or West Virginia State or anything weird like that. Not even though that's a real school. These are the mighty Mountaineers from the Big 12 that Monmouth Steve has come into. And they lead by 8, 11:45 to go. And they'll be getting the basketball back.
Yeah, looking at the numbers, Eddie. Monmouth, 14 of 27, 52% from the floor. How about this for West Virginia? 11 of 51. They have a 51 shot attempt to Monmouth's 27, 22%, 4 of 22 from three-point range. But they have 23 offensive rebounds. And that's what's really keeping them in this ball game. Now, we expected that. That was one of our keys in the game, was rebounding and keeping them off the glass. They've missed a lot of shots, so therefore there have been a lot of attempts at offensive rebounds. But again, West Virginia is going to stay in this game and get back in this game by attacking that glass. So Monmouth has to keep making an effort to get those rebounds and look to go.
My mistake, it is West Virginia basketball with preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, Jawan Staten, bringing things up. He'll bounce on the left wing. Now we'll go top of the key, Nathan Adrian. Adrian throws it down low to Elijah Macon. Macon double team, throws it along the baseline. Makes its way to Adrian. Adrian goes back left corner. That's Tariq Phillips into the corner. Jevin Carter in and out. Brees Kofani all over the glass for Monmouth.
And you see they are doubling the post too when the ball gets in there. Kofani so big and long. That's pretty intimidating when he's coming to double team.
Robinson double team. Needs to get it out of his hands. There breaks the 5 second count. 20 on the shot clock. Flips it over to Josh James. In, shaking off whatever that ankle was. James, 15 on the shot clock. Working on Staten. And he has his pocket picked by Jawan Staten. Staten, shuffle pass ahead. And a big block by Colin Stewart on Tariq Phillips. But it works its way to Adrian for three. That's no good. The tip is good. And a foul. A chance for a three-point play for Elijah Macon. And now the Coliseum crowd has gotten back into it with a chance for three.
If I'm Coach Rice, I'm looking to get Deion Jones back in this game very soon. Just because he's an upperclassman, junior, really fourth year in college, so a senior. I think Jones should be coming back soon. I would think he would be. Just to get a little bit more poise on the court, West Virginia's starting to make a run.
Macon misses the free throw. Colin Stewart, who had a block, now has the rebound. Hawks' lead has been trimmed to 6, 41-35. And West Virginia will get it back. Colin Stewart called for a travel just as he crossed the timeline. And Steve, just that quickly and maybe a second or two too late, Deion Jones back into the game. He'll take out Stewart, who did have a block and a rebound, but he'll sit down.
And you hear Coach Rice imploring his team to get a stop here. Lead trimmed to 6.
Chase Connor back into the game. Tariq Phillips top of the key. Throws left wing. This is Jawan Staten. Staten will dribble himself to the right wing. James watches him. Staten into the corner. Finds Connor on the right wing, being guarded by Robinson. Connor throws back right wing. This is Staten, and Josh James is called for a foul. It's his third foul with 10:19 to go in our second half.
And you hear Coach Rice again. He's right next to us saying it's the same call down here. He wants that call for his guys too. Again, anytime somebody on the perimeter, you put your hands on them, you're going to get called for it. Staten going to the line here for 1-1.
Jevin Carter back. Chase Connor will take a seat. Carter, a freshman, 10 points in their exhibition game. Jawan Staten at the line. The game's high scorer with 9. Make it 10 now. First guy in double figures in this game, and he's cut Monmouth's lead to 5.
And Staten does a lot of damage at the foul line. Took over 250 foul shots last year. Shot 70%.
By far the most on this West Virginia team. He misses the second one. And Kofani pulls down the rebound. He throws to Robinson. Robinson dribbles around three Mountaineers. Throws ahead to Tillman, and Tillman will give it back to Robinson. Midway point, second half. Monmouth 41, West Virginia 36. Robinson, beautiful move to the basket, lays it in. What a move around Adrian.
And there was some contact there, but Robinson so good off the screen and then splitting and getting into the lane and making things happen at the rim.
Robinson has been phenomenal here in the second half, all game really. Under 10 to go, Hawks back on top by 7. Staten, right wing. Flips to Macon running the baseline. Now West Virginia works it around the perimeter. Tariq Phillip back to Jevin Carter. Carter right wing to Jawan Staten. Staten out to Carter. Pumps it three. Throws it to Tariq Phillip. He drives baseline. He's double teamed. Nowhere to go. The shot clock now hits zero, and it'll be a shot clock violation against West Virginia. Monmouth plays great defense for 35 seconds, and they get the ball back.
That is an absolutely phenomenal defensive possession by the Hawks. Their bumps were great on defense. You had the drive baseline, and you get a great trap with Deion Jones and Zach Tillman. They don't reach. They don't bail the guy out. And then you get a shot clock violation. Great job by the Hawks.
West Virginia changing their press up a bit here. Kofani inbounds to DeLeo. Right back to Brees. He's got to get it out of his hand. Throws long to Zach Tillman. Tillman will cross the timeline and pick up his dribble. He'll hand to Josh James with now 9-10 and counting to go in the second half.
Not the most conventional press breaker, but it worked.
James, top of the key, behind the back on Brown at the foul line. To the basket, James, wave off the shot attempt. It'll be a travel on the call. And Steve, before West Virginia gets it back quickly, explain to the listening audience what a defensive bump is.
Well, when the ball's being swung around the perimeter, you have the guards at the top who, when they got to bump the guy off the wing, which is Kofani or Deion Jones, they take him at the wing, and then the other guy rotates from the other side, and they got to do the same thing when the ball gets reversed. And they do a great job. They're really doing a great job with it right now.
West Virginia moving it around the perimeter. Elijah Macon steps into a long two. That one's no good. Rebound to Brees Kofani, who's been a beast on the glass here in the second half. He now has 8 rebounds.
And this crowd is starting to get a little restless, Eddie.
Indeed, 8:30 to go. Hawks lead 43-36. Backdoor find for Jones. Jones has to go to the ground. Bodies go scrambling for it. Max DeLeo comes away with it, and then he throws it away right to Gary Brown. Brown will bring the Mountaineers back. And he'll wait for his teammates to join him. Staten, Adrian, Jevin Carter now on the right wing. Double team. Throws back to Adrian. Monmouth recovering very well defensively with 8 minutes to go now in the second half. Jawan Staten, long two, too strong. And the rebound will go off of Jevin Carter, and Monmouth will get it back. Steve, with 8:01 to go, and there are some tired college basketball players on the floor right now, both ways.
Yeah, and Josh James does look a little tired. He's coming out. Robinson comes back in. Great sub by Coach Rice to get Robinson here right before the under-8 media and trying to break this press.
They try to inbound to Deion Jones. It's deflected away by Staten. So Monmouth will inbound. No time came off the clock. They just have to switch sides of the basket in which to inbound now. Kofani will get it in. He tried to inbound to Deion Jones, and there was a foul called on Deion Jones. They called Deion for his second. It looked as though he was pulled down to the ground. Nevertheless, Deion will get whistled for Monmouth's 7th foul here in the second half.
And that's what happens. Teams like that, when they press you, and they press you every play, they do wear on you, and Deion Jones gets called for the foul.
Steve, it looked as though after the replay, Deion went to kind of clear open. The West Virginia player just kind of held him, so Deion did initiate the contact. Down low, Devin Williams, too strong. Kofani, high for the rebound.
Kofani's going to be phenomenal for the Hawks already in this game, pulling down rebounds.
Hawks run now. Deion Jones brings it over. Throws left corner to Max DeLeo. Dumps it down low. This is Kofani. Works on Devin Williams. Kofani, good! And the foul! Brees Kofani will go to the line for a traditional three-point play. 7:36 to go. He'll try to complete that when we return from timeout. Monmouth on top by 9, 45-36. 7:36 to go, second half. We'll be back after a 60-second break in a thrilling game on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village on the ocean in Long Branch, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. And Steve, right now, all the folks at Rooney's and Scala's, all the Monmouth supporters. They've got to be excited, as well as the listening viewing party going on at McLoone's right now. 7 minutes, 36 seconds to go in our second half. Monmouth 45, West Virginia 36. If Brees Kalfani makes a free throw, it could be a 10-point lead. Monmouth has weathered this West Virginia storm, and they still now potentially could lead by 10.
You know, eventually they were going to go on a run. And, you know, we talked about the first 4 minutes of the second half and how important that was. And what Monmouth did there is that they extended their 5-point lead to a 12-point lead. And that was enormous. Usually teams want to come out after halftime and make a statement, and Monmouth did a great job of making their own statement. West Virginia went on a little run, but like you said, Eddie, Monmouth withstood the run, and now they're making a run of their own again. Brees Kalfani, 7 points, 10 rebounds. We got to get a look on the block shots as well, because he has been absolutely phenomenal in this game and getting rebounds in traffic amongst the trees. West Virginia, again, some huge guys, but Kalfani has been wonderful.
He has been fantastic, as well as Robinson and James. But Kalfani in game one in a Monmouth uniform, nearing double-doubles territory. He has 10 boards.
Now, Kalfani has a lot to prove himself, and I think he's out to prove everybody wrong here. He didn't get a lot of minutes in Providence. He transfers down a level, and he's here to make a statement that he's a big-time ball player, and so far he's proving that.
He hits a free throw to push the Monmouth lead to 10, 46-36. Connor for West Virginia, an open three in transition. He misses that one. Offensive rebound, West Virginia. Connor, another try, buries this one. Mountaineers cut the Monmouth lead to 7 with 7:20 to go.
And Connor is their three-point shooter. Again, all of his points last year were on threes.
And they get a turnover here on the inbound. Players are rolling all over the floor, and they call Bob Huggins. We'll get a timeout. 46-39, Monmouth leads. West Virginia buries a three. And then calls a timeout with 7:11 to go in the second half. I thought, Steve, the players were tussling for possession, and it looked as though, and we'll get the replay right here, I thought a couple of West Virginia guys had it, and they rolled over where it might have been a travel, but the Mountaineers will get it back down 7.
Well, again, first, not a good play by Kalfani and Robinson, not on the same page. Bad turnover there, inbounding the ball. But then you got a scrum for a loose ball, almost like a fumble. You got two West Virginia guys falling on it. It looked like they rolled over with the ball. That's a travel. It should have been a travel. But the Hawks, they cannot turn the ball over in the backcourt like that. It's going to result in points for West Virginia.
West Virginia, which is only shooting 19% from the floor, rather from three, 22% from the floor, Steve, is forced now 20 Monmouth turnovers. That's the way the Mountaineers will get back in the game, because they're not hitting anything.
Absolutely. Again, an offensive rebound, too, and getting to the foul line and getting easy baskets. I would look for Josh James to come back soon, probably for Max DeLeo to get another ball handler in the game.
West Virginia inbounds to Gary Brown. Keep an eye on Chase Connor. Hit that last triple. He throws left corner. Triple on the way. An air ball out of the hands of Staten. Offensive rebound by Devin Williams is no good. There's a scrum here. Chase Connor comes away with it. Gary Brown now top of the key. Fresh shot clock for the Mountaineers with now under 7 to go. Brown to Connor. Gets Deion Jones in the air with a pump fake. Now we go back the other way. Staten floats it down low. Devin Williams catches, and he'll go to the line for 2 as either Brady gets foul number 5 or Kalfani gets number 4, and Brady will pick up foul number 5. So Chris Brady will foul out with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go in our second half.
Chris Brady played a very, very good game. He was a presence down low defensively. He blocked shots. He got rebounds. Great job by Chris Brady.
And Brady will sit down. He played incredibly hard. 4 points, 1 rebound, but he was a presence in this game with 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Zach Tillman will check back in. Devin Williams will have 2 free throws. Hawks are on top by 7 now. And this game getting that much closer. It has been at times ugly. Really no offensive continuity either way in this one. But Monmouth leads on the road at a Big 12 team, Steve, by 7 with 6 minutes to go in the second half.
It's pretty great for Monmouth. If you're a Monmouth fan, you've got to really be excited about the way they've played in this game. They're shooting 55% from the floor. I guess the disheartening part would be the 20 turnovers. I don't want to say you expect to turn the ball over a lot in game one on the road at West Virginia, but I think 20 is probably too much. You know eventually West Virginia was going to cause some turnovers, but 20 is a bit much for the Hawks. They got to execute, and they got to rebound here. 6:40 left.
Williams made the first, missed the second. However, Adrian tracks down the West Virginia offensive rebound. Hawks got to be careful here. Up 46-40. Josh James has come back in for Max DeLeo. It's a big possession here with 6.5 to go.
Huge possession.
Adrian will face up on Tillman. Picks up his dribble. Bounces one to Phillip. Down low Devin Williams. And Williams is fouled by, I believe they're going to call that one on Kofani. If they do, and they do, it is number 4 on Brees Kofani, and Coach Rice imploring for and will be granted a timeout. Monmouth up 46-40. It'll be a full timeout, Steve. I want to keep things right here. With the Hawks up 6, it's a very dangerous spot in the game now. You've already lost one big man in Chris Brady. Brees Kofani and Zach Tillman both have 4. If Monmouth loses either big guy and they have to go extremely small, it could be trouble. West Virginia in this game has a huge 42-29 advantage on the glass. What do you look for here for Monmouth to potentially hang on the final 6:19? What do they have to do?
Kofani with 4 fouls, that's going to be huge in this game. He's got to find a way to stay away from his 5th foul because he's been a presence down low, especially getting rebounds. If the Hawks have to go to 5 guards where Tillman and Kofani foul out, and that's definitely a possibility with their size, the Hawks are probably going to have to go to a man-to-man defense. They've been sticking in the zone, but it's going to be hard to play zone with 5 guards. So they'll probably have to go man-to-man and just try to keep guys in front of them and then do your best to box out and gang rebound when a shot goes up. This is going to be a storyline all year for the Hawks. Only really 3 bigs, Kofani, Tillman, Brady, can they stay out of foul trouble?
Hawks take the floor with Robinson, James, Jones, Kofani, and Tillman. They're starting 5. It's Staten, Tariq Phillip, Adrian Brown, and Devin Williams for the Mountaineers. Devin Williams at the line, 2 free throws coming. He's got 5 points, 13 rebounds, and he misses the first. West Virginia struggling all over the place, Steve. Now just 9 of 20 from the foul line.
And Devin Williams makes that one, makes him 6 of 10 from the line. He's got 13 rebounds in this game.
Kofani, inbound, throws over the top to James. Monmouth 3-on-1 if they hurry. James, Euro steps around Williams. His length still sends it into the second row as Monmouth will get it back with 6:16 to go.
Eddie, you feel like you've been looking right the whole time in this half. Like, we haven't seen much Monmouth in this side of the floor, it seems like, in a while.
I agree. Hasn't been much half-court offense for the Hawks. James inbounds to Deion Jones. Offensive foul will be called as he knocked over Devin Williams. I'll say this, and I am completely biased as a Monmouth broadcaster. Devin Williams is on the ground way too much for a guy who's 6'9 and 255. I don't believe for 2 seconds that Deion Jones, who weighs 190, just knocked him over. But I'm the Monmouth broadcaster, so I'm biased.
Well, it reminds me of when the Knicks played the Pacers in the playoffs a couple years ago when Roy Hibbert was on the ground all the time and seemed to get every call when he fell, too.
He's got to look at it. Is he going to be knocked down by that guy? I don't know. Regardless, West Virginia has the basketball. Monmouth leads 46-41. The Mountaineers are clawing back into this game. 6 minutes to go. Brown, top of the key. Bounces left wing to Staten. Staten tries to throw down low for Williams. Zach Tillman with a deflection. And Deion Jones comes away with it. He'll now throw to Justin Robinson. Robinson leads a 3-on-2. Ahead to James. James missing the layup. Blew that one. And now back the other way. Jawan Staten to Gary Brown. This triple will put the roof off. You hear the result in the background. Gary Brown's triple makes this a 2-point game, 46-44. Monmouth inbounds to Deion Jones. Jones will cross the timeline, and he's fouled by Nathan Adrian. It's Adrian's 4th foul, and it'll send Deion Jones to the line for 1-1.
And that was a foul probably a few seconds before that. And Deion Jones gets the call. He's going to the line. You've got to convert from the foul line. Missed foul shots here are like turnovers. Now West Virginia has all the momentum. So this is where you have to convert from the foul line. Josh James there on the missed layup, to me, just looked tired. It was looked like a tired attempt, and he's got to find it in him to battle through and make some big plays here.
He's played a ton of minutes, as well as Robinson in this one. Deion Jones at the line. He's got 8. Make it 9. Steve, Deion Jones has just a calm veteran feel to him, doesn't he?
He does, and they need that. You know, you still have a young backcourt. With Kofani, you got a little more experience in the frontcourt. Deion Jones has to be the poised guy and the leader for the Hawks. Let's see if he can make the second shot.
And he does. Swishes it. Monmouth back on top by 4 now. 48-44. And we have officially, folks, a ball game with 5 minutes and 26 seconds to go here in Morgantown. Staten being watched by Robinson. Monmouth again to that matchup zone again. Brown, who just hit a big 3, is fouled from behind by James. And Josh James will pick up foul number 4 here. And, Steve, I think you're right. He does look tired. And to no fault of his own, he's expended a ton of energy on the floor here this evening.
Another tough foul call on the Hawks. There was a little bit of bump there, and now Brown's going to the line. Seems like West Virginia's getting back in this ballgame a lot on the foul line. They're at least getting attempts here, and then they're getting offensive rebounds. They're 10 of 21. It seems like they've been at the foul line all half.
Brown makes that one, rolled around the rim and fell. Andrew Nicholas back in. He'll take James out. Tariq Phillip comes in. He took out Nathan Adrian. Both teams with, well, actually, Monmouth does have 2 bigs. West Virginia has 1 big in the game now. Another free throw coming for Gary Brown. Missed that one. Back iron. Kofani pulls down the rebound. Number 11 for Brees. Robinson splits a couple double teams. Brings it up now to Nicholas. Red to the basket. Can't get it to go. And then a loose ball foul. The official goes down. And he is in a world of pain. I think his left knee got rolled up on. Steve, I think when he blew the whistle, he's going to give the foul to Brees Kofani. Check the monitor. He'll have to shake off a very serious injury, and he is walking off. You hear the applause here. The foul is on Brees Kofani, and Steve, that is an absolute huge call in this game, because now with 8 points and 11 rebounds, Brees Kofani, who's been phenomenal, is now gone for the remaining 5:04.
Brees Kofani in his Monmouth debut. 8 points, 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 fouls. He now comes out. He was absolutely great in this game in his Monmouth debut, but not a good foul. He did go over the back. That was a foul. He's got to know better with 4 fouls. I know he's going to be aggressive, but he's got to know better. He cannot get a foul called there. He's too important to this team and for this game, especially with West Virginia's size.
It's only a 3-point lead now, 48-45. Here's how big that was. Kofani goes to the bench. 6'11", 6'10", big player. Coach Rice counters with Max DeLeo. Scrappy player in his own right, but what you lose in size is huge. As West Virginia will now go to the line with Devin Williams. Williams will make the first. 48-46, Monmouth leads. 5:04 to go in this one.
Williams, this is going to be his 12th attempt from the foul line.
And he'll cut Monmouth's lead to a single point. 48-47. Nicholas having trouble inbound. He gets it into Deion Jones. Jones ahead to Nicholas. And Red will finally go back to Jones. Deion driving kick and an offensive foul on Deion Jones. He bowled over Devin Williams. That'll be Deion's 4th foul, and Monmouth quickly in danger of losing players at a rapid rate with 4:55 to go in our second half.
This is the evolution of Deion Jones that we want to see him improve on. We want him to pull up there, take a jump stop, and either shoot it or kick it to somebody. As the scouting report went out on Deion Jones last year, they crowd the lane. They know he's going to take it in hard, and they drew a charge. He's got to pull up there, jump stop, and make a better play.
Largest lead in this game was 14 for Monmouth with 16 minutes to go. They just lead by 1 now. Max DeLeo called for that foul. He fouled Jawan Staten. It's DeLeo's first foul. Monmouth in the double bonus. So Jawan Staten will go to the line. He's got 10 points in this one. And he'll go to the line with Monmouth leading 48-47. His first free throw ties this game up at 48. We have him in tied, Steve, all second half. It's been all Monmouth in the lead till right now. Our fourth tie here in the Coliseum. Staten gives West Virginia the lead, 49-48. Now the onus on Monmouth to make a play. Get back in this one. Robinson picks up his dribble. He'll call timeout. Now both teams will have just one timeout left, Steve. 4 minutes, 47 seconds to go. For the first time all half, the Hawks find themselves trailing on the road in the Coliseum in Morgantown, 49-48. For the first time, I think we'll see Coach Rice draw up a specific play here. With the guys on the floor, where do you go?
I would probably go to Deion Jones or to Justin Robinson, really, because he's been very good in this game. This game has not really been played in the half court a lot for Monmouth. West Virginia, on the other end, when it's been in the half court, they have seemed to miss a lot of threes, and then they've just scored on the foul line and from offensive rebounds. It's been quite the game. Monmouth has to find a way to execute. They need a big play here. It's got to be from one of the upperclassmen or from their floor general, Justin Robinson.
Hawks come out with Nicholas Robinson, Jones, Tillman, and Max DeLeo. Nicholas will inbound with 4:41. Inbound to Zach Tillman. Tillman hands off to Deion Jones, being watched by Gary Brown. Jones, top of the key, shakes free, now passes to DeLeo. DeLeo throws to Zach Tillman on the left wing. Tillman, top of the key to Nicholas. Red puts it on the floor, a couple of left-hand dribbles. Cut off by Devin Williams, splits him. Now it's a Tillman, 8 on the shot clock. Tillman picks up his dribble left elbow. Robinson with 4, with 3. Robinson, pull-up, triple. In and out. Oh, man, it was that close from falling as Holton pulls the rebound down for the Mountaineers.
That would have been enormous. Justin Robinson in and out.
Now West Virginia, Steve, will look to run time with under 4 minutes to go. Leading 49-48. Whistle away from the ball. We'll go on Zach Tillman. Monmouth will now lose its second post player. No, I'm sorry. Its third post player to foul out. Kofani, Brady, and now Tillman as we go into the under 4 media with Monmouth down their entire front court. I believe we'll take the media. We'll have to get a look here. I'm not sure if it was a timeout. I know they called a foul on Brady. I'm sorry, on Tillman. And this will be the under four. We'll step out. 3:55 to go. West Virginia 49. Monmouth 48. We're back for the thrilling conclusion of this one. Can the Hawks pull off the upset? We'll find out after this on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Monmouth has led on the road at West Virginia for the majority of this game. They've led all second half until the last possession where the Mountaineers took a lead. 3:55 to go. It's West Virginia 49, Monmouth 48. Steve, it's been a thrilling game one to year four in the Coach Rice era. What does Monmouth have to do now without their three post players who have all fouled out, Kofani, Tillman, and Brady, to pull off the monumental upset these final 3 minutes, 55 seconds?
Well, they're going to now play five guards, and this is a season storyline playing out in game one. You only have three bigs on the roster, and they all fouled out in game one against a very big West Virginia team. So now you have five guards on the floor. Well, in one way, that's a matchup problem for West Virginia on the other end. Can the Hawks take advantage of that with now some of their big guys having to come out and guard Monmouth's guards? Or will West Virginia go into a zone and force Monmouth to beat them from the outside? Monmouth hasn't shot many threes in this game. They're only 2 of 6 from 3. Conversely, West Virginia, 6 of 28 from 3.
Jawan Staten at the line. And he'll make the first one. Was he the player that was fouled? Staten makes the first. Coach Rice is questioning who the player that got fouled was. Before that, as Staten makes them both. West Virginia now Largest lead of the second half, 51-48. I think it's an interesting question. Max DeLeo will bring it up for Monmouth. Deion Jones has it. Jones drives on Devin Williams, tried to kick it out. His pass was deflected, and it goes out of bounds off of Monmouth. So as soon as West Virginia takes a three-point lead, the Hawks turn it over.
Deion Jones can't turn the ball over there. He's got to be a leader. He's got to be better than that. He gets into the lane too deep. He's off balance, and he turns it over. They have to be better. And he has a mismatch for him with Devin Williams guarding him on the perimeter. He's got to go to the rim, or he's got to make a better play, kicking it to somebody and getting into an offense.
Mountaineers up three, 3:30 and counting. Holton top of the key, throws right wing to Gary Brown. Juwan Staten top of the key, watched by DeLeo. Gets a screen from Holton with 15 on the shot clock. Now dribbles it back out. DeLeo comes all the way out on him. Staten drives, floater, off the window, good, and the foul. Nicholas tried to step in and draw the charge, and Staten will go to the line for a three-point play. Staten has some words for Andrew Nicholas, not sure. I think, did they say Nicholas was in the circle?
They called a score the basket, and then it's going to be an offensive foul.
Wow.
It's a bailout call.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's an offsetting penalty there. That's what you do when you don't want someone to be mad at you. So, as Steve explained, count the basket for Juwan Staten. Staten then called for the offensive foul. And Nicholas will go to the line to shoot 1-1. And I believe, Steve, Nicholas shoots 1-1. There's no one on the line, but I'm pretty sure they do line up.
And Coach Rice is talking about, and I'm overhearing him, he's right next to us, that there's a new rule in college basketball about that call. We'll have to look into that. To me, that's such a bailout call. I thought that Red was there in time to take the charge, but
well, here's my question.
You're not going to get that call a lot when you're the little guy on the road at a Big 12 school.
And I agree, but if they rule that Staten released it first, the shot should or should not count then?
The rule might have something to do with the ball going through the basket. Personally, I don't know what the rule change is, but I heard Coach Rice saying there's a rule change in that for this year. He was asking one of the other officials who didn't make the call. Either way, I thought it was a charge.
Well, Nicholas will go to the line for two. It was the 10th West Virginia foul. He makes the first. Jevin Carter's check back in. Nicholas was outside of that restricted circle.
The Hawks have five guards on the floor here, so they're going to have to play man-to-man. We'll see if they try to put some more pressure on West Virginia defensively. I thought maybe they'd extend their D to give them a different look, but not there, staying in the half court.
Nicholas made them both. Monmouth back to a single possession, trailing West Virginia 53-30. 3 minutes to go, second half. Juwan Staten being watched by DeLeo. Around a Devin Williams screen, and Staten is fouled by DeLeo from behind. It's foul number two on Max. Almost don't mind that he gambled there. It'll be two free throws coming for Juwan Staten.
And this is where having a senior guard like Juwan Staten puts West Virginia in the driver's seat in this game now. Now they're up three, and they're going to put the ball in his hands the rest of the way.
Staten will make the first one. Tariq Phillip will come in for Chase Connor. Back to a four-point lead. Make sure you read the last part. Staten with a game-high 17 in this one. Now 18. Two free throws. Put West Virginia in front, 55-50. 3 minutes to go. Does Monmouth have a run in him? DeLeo will bring it up against Tariq Phillip. Picks up his dribble. Long throw to Nicholas. He'll pop a three. Way short front iron. Rebound to Tariq Phillip, and West Virginia will now walk things up.
Red wanted that one bad. He got knocked over on the rebound attempt, the possession before. He really wanted that one.
Staten to the basket on DeLeo. No good. Devin Williams tips it in. It looked like it was in the circle. West Virginia, their largest lead of the game, up 57-50. Deion Jones, 1-on-1 the other way with Devin Williams. And Williams fouls him. It'll be two free throws coming for Deion Jones as he picks up his third foul.
Eddie, I think now, first of all, we'd have to check the monitor to see if that was offensive interference there. But the Hawks now have to do something different. You see that in the half court. Juwan Staten is going to just take time off the floor. And it's so hard to guard in college basketball now with the rules. It's going to be very tough. I think the Hawks have to pick up full court here. They got to try to make something happen. Get the ball out of Staten's hands. Try to force a turnover with somebody else who's not used to handling the ball.
Deion Jones made the first free throw. Steve, maybe they have to... You remember last season, that run and jump press that was so successful. You got to throw something at West Virginia. As Jones makes both free throws, it's 57-52. 2:24 to go. West Virginia had a sub and then pulled it away. So now we're back. They're going to press full. They're going to face guard Juwan Staten. And West Virginia will call its final timeout with 2 minutes 24 seconds to go in this one. I believe it's got to be a full timeout. Steve, Coach Rice doing what you implored for there.
And I think that's a great move by Coach Rice. Max DeLeo was face guarding Staten, trying to not let him get the ball, make somebody else bring it up. I would expect the Hawks to also try to trap that run and jump press, as you mentioned, from last season. Really was effective. And it was actually very effective against St. John's, who was bigger level team, very long, athletic. Hopefully Monmouth can try to force some turnovers here in the last 2:24.
The West Virginia timeout was a full one. We keep the action right here on the floor. 2:24 to go. West Virginia 57, Monmouth 52. It'll be Mountaineers ball. They came out. Monmouth was pressuring full, face guarding Staten, Steve. You think Coach Rice will elect to do the same thing? Or now, you showed that. Do you come back with maybe something else?
Well, I think you take West Virginia off the hook here if you don't press. So I think you should press, and we'll see what kind of press he wants to implore here. But I like the look. I like Max DeLeo face guarding Staten, and then sometimes if the guy guarding the ball, he won't actually look at the ball. He'll be have his back to the person inbounding, and he'll be a second guy to stop an easy inbounds pass. We'll see if they do that, too.
And that was the question I was going to ask. I agree you continue pressing full, but do you give him a different press look? Do you maybe put, I'd say your biggest player, but they've all fouled out on the ball.
Yep.
I guess we'll find out when Coach Rice breaks the huddle. Fans, please stay tuned post-game, win or lose. We'll be joined right here on the court by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice. And regardless of outcome, with 2:24 to go, Monmouth down 5. I know Coach doesn't do the moral victory thing, but this isn't just a good team that you're playing against. It's a Big 12 team, albeit picked in the middle of the pack in the Big 12. But that's a league that could get 8 or 9 teams into the tournament, so it doesn't matter. You're having a tremendous showing in game one, year four of this team. We talked about expectations coming in. I don't see how you could be anything but excited about this group moving forward.
Absolutely agree, Eddie. Coach Rice, I know he's excited, but within this game, I think you are going to be disappointed if you come out with a loss, just for the fact that you're up 12 in the second half. So you want to see, we always talk about Monmouth playing so good in these games, right? But they never seem to pull them out. Eventually, you want to see Monmouth pull out one of these games.
Hawks pressuring full here. DeLeo picks up State and they double team and throw over to Gary Brown. Brown will now bring it up. 2:20 to go. Push off of Robinson. Robinson gets right back up. No call. Staten now has it between the circles with DeLeo on him. It'll be Juwan Staten's game to win. He flips it over to Gary Brown. Brown into the lane. Over to Williams. He'll dunk it with two hands to put West Virginia up 59-52. At the 2 minute mark, Hawks are down by 7. Andrew Nicholas to Deion Jones. Jones, a beautiful move around Devin Williams and lays it in. Hawks trail again by 5 with 1:49 to go. It's about getting stops now as Gary Brown will bring it up for the Mountaineers. He's being watched by Robinson. Now we'll go to Staten. Preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. Monmouth will now double team. Staten throws. Gets it back. That was into the corner and he'll get it back now. 15. Now 14, Gary Brown on the right wing. Hawks double-teaming all over the court. They go back to Staten with 8 seconds. Robinson picks him up. Staten makes a great move around Robinson. Drive and kick. Corner triple. Way short. Rebound to Deion Jones. Hawks down 5, 1:10 to go. Jones to Max DeLeo for 3. In and out. Josh James will track it down. James has it on the left corner. A minute to go, 30 on the shot clock. Being guarded by Devin Williams. James loses it off his foot, and it'll go to West Virginia. 57 seconds to go in this one. Hawks down 5.
That was huge right there. Josh James had Devin Williams on him. You like the matchup. You want to try let him create. Josh James going to his left hand, not his strong hand, loses the ball.
Under a minute to go. Do the Hawks start to foul here? There's some tired players on this floor, Steve.
Yeah, there really are. And Staten looks very tired as well.
Staten tired. Gary Brown tired. The two backcourt players, Mammoth players as well. Staten around DeLeo. 18 on the shot clock. Floats one up to Carter. Over to Devin Williams. Williams will lay it in and the foul. And that may just be the dagger as they get the touch foul. Devin Williams will go to the line for a three-point play. I've never seen a player as physical looking as Devin Williams get more touch calls.
Yeah, it seems like he's been on the foul line all second half, too. A great effort by Mammoth. If they could have taken advantage of that matchup there, Josh James against Devin Williams, get a bucket, it would have been a whole different game. But, again, down 5, you're trying to run, jump, double team, and sometimes you give up layups doing that.
2 free throws, West Virginia up by 8, 35 seconds to go. Deion Jones, stop and pop 2 is short. Deflected rebound comes down to West Virginia's Tariq Phillip. And now Staten brings it up. And I think Mammoth will call the dog. No, they will not. As Andrew Nicholas fouls Juwan Staten. It's his fourth foul. They start to file to the exits here in the WVU Coliseum. As Juwan Staten will go to the line. He's got a game-high 18. But, Steve, I'm going to say this again. As the Mammoth play-by-play broadcaster and employee of the university, so I need to preface it, but I think if you're a Mammoth fan, you leave this game feeling a lot better, in my opinion, than if you're a West Virginia basketball fan.
There's big expectations going into this year for Mammoth U, and there should be. There's talent in the program. We talked all about last year, the future is bright, the future is bright. Well, Mammoth's a good basketball team, and they're going to make some noise this year in the MAC. They have a lot of very good players. Brees Kofani, the fifth-year transfer, is going to be a huge asset and a huge weapon for them. He's going to play a great role. Mammoth's very good, and I think people saw this game. It's going to turn a lot of heads in the MAC, and Mammoth is definitely for real this year.
Staten makes both free throws. He's got a game-high 20. West Virginia is up by 10. 20 seconds to go in this one. See what Mammoth does here. The final couple of seconds. DeLeo will try a step-back three. That one's going to be off wide to the right. And West Virginia will secure the rebound and secure their season-opening win. Mammoth gave the Mountaineers all it could handle before ultimately falling 64-54. The Hawks led by 14 in the second half in this one, Steve, but they'll go back to West Long Branch and 3 games next weekend at home, I think with as much momentum as you could say coming off of this one, and they should be proud of the way, and Mammoth fans should be proud of the way this team fought for 40 minutes in one of the toughest places to play in the nation.
They played a real, real nice game, Eddie. And let's give a lot of credit to Justin Robinson here. He's in front of us. I feel like he's actually getting a little emotional here. I think he left his heart out there on the floor, and he was just absolutely phenomenal as the floor general. And I can't say more about him because we sound like a broken record because we keep giving him praise, but he was great. And he's the littlest guy on the floor, but he might have the biggest heart. And he's so important to the Hawks going forward. You see the other guys like Josh James. There's a lot of talent here, and Mammoth is going to keep getting better from here.
West Virginia back to the action. In 2 days, they host Lafayette, 3 p.m. game with the Leopards out of the Patriot League. We'll get to Mammoth's full upcoming schedule here on our postgame show, presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 71 and 36 in West Long Branch. Coach Rice will be joining us here on our postgame show, but Steve, it lets us to at least have a brief moment or two to catch our breath and I think realize just how well Mammoth played her stretches. They led by 14 in the second half. They ultimately fell to West Virginia and Big 12 preseason player of the year, Juwan Staten, who went for a game-high 20. But this game saw, I think, the good and maybe some of the bad that we could see with this Mammoth team. You said it. The front court depth could be an issue this season. But what isn't an issue is how much better this team has gotten. how talented these players are, and they just fought on one of the home floors of maybe the toughest place to play in the Big 12. I know West Virginia touts themselves as that. A lot to take out of this now as we look ahead to the next couple of games, but not before. Your final thoughts.
Numbers-wise, Monmouth 17 of 38, 45%. They only took 9 threes in the game. They were 2 of 9 from 3 and 18 of 22 from the foul line. That's another thing. Monmouth was not a good foul shooting team last year. They come in here and go 18 of 22, 82%. That's very well done. West Virginia, 26%. That's actually might be the best they shot all game, was 26%. At one time, they were shooting 18% from the floor, 18 of 69, 6 of 29 from 3. Again, they lost a lot of three-point shooting from last year, and it showed. They did not have a good game from beyond the arc, but that also meant a lot of misses and a lot of offensive rebounds. West Virginia, 30 offensive rebounds and 21 second chance points, kept them in the game the whole game. And then to me, they won it on the foul line in the second half. Juwan Staten, 20 points, 11 of 12 from the foul line.
Take a final look at statistics. Monmouth was paced by Deion Jones as 14, including 6 of 6 from the line. Andrew Nicholas joins him in double figures. That was last year's leading scoring duo. They do it again today. Nicholas scores 10, 8 points for Brees Kofani, 9 for Justin Robinson, 6 for Josh James, 4 for Chris Brady. Hawks did lose 3 post players, Steve, 2 fouling out in this one. Tillman, Brady, and Kofani. Juwan Staten led the way for West Virginia with 20. Devin Williams had 15, and that's ultimately the way this game fell. Hawks fall to West Virginia, 64-54. We'll step out. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, during our Jersey Mike's post-game show, and it'll be right here on your only source for Monmouth basketball all season long. We're back after a 2-minute break here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back on our post-game show presented by Jersey Mike Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Routes 36 and Monmouth Road. And we are joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks. Fourth year, game one, a pretty darn good one as the Hawks battle and fall on the road at West Virginia, 64-54. Coach King Rice joining us here, press row and the Coliseum court. And Coach, your team led by 14 in the second half. This team showed tremendous heart, played their butts off for 40 minutes in this one. Please, your comments about your team's performance tonight.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you to Coach Huggins. He's a friend of ours. We come down here. They treat us so nicely. The tradition that they have here at West Virginia is off the charts, and Coach Huggins really puts it in the forefront. So I'm thankful to Coach Huggins for allowing us this opportunity. And then about my guys, I feel bad for them tonight because I think we played well enough to win. There was a couple of parts of the game on the boards. It was hard to deal with those grown men on the boards. Okay, my guys fought. I thought we did a great job battling. But tonight they came out and we handled what they were trying to do. But just over the period of a game, your kids, we got stuck in the 40s for a long time. And it was because of their ramped up defense. And it made us get off balance a little bit on offense, and then we weren't able to hold them off.
Coach, talk about two guys, if you don't mind. Brees Kofani in his Monmouth debut with 8 points and all over the glass. And then Justin Robinson breaking that press all game. He really left his heart out on the floor. And it seems to be, if he stays healthy as your floor general, really poised to have a great year.
Well, Justin has been incredible since he got to our school. He's one of the toughest kids. Unfortunately, last year he had a shortened season, but he's worked extremely hard to get all the way back and be ready to have a great season. Justin has worked on being the leader of this team, and I thought he did a great job leading our team tonight. But I have to take my hat off to all of my kids. My big boys were in there battling. Brees did a great job. Zach and Chris did some tremendous things. For a while, they struggled to guard Josh James and Justin. And I'll tell you what, I feel bad for Andrew Nicholas because this would have been a game where he could have really, really, really did a lot of things. And Red hasn't been practicing, and then you get him out there and you just, you know, if he had been practicing, he would have felt a little bit better. And, you know, maybe the outcome would have been different. But I'm so happy with my kids. You know I don't celebrate losing. I never will. But the effort that these kids played, I hope fans back home got to watch it on some type of TV, because we represented Monmouth University really well tonight.
And Coach, that's what I'm going to end with this. I just want for you to actually give an open statement to the fans that now you'll be coming home to on Friday night at 7:30. What message do you have for them about how your team played tonight and also what they can expect from this team all season long?
Well, we've been going around campus and trying to get students to come. Their student section was riding me the whole game. They had something to say about everything down the court the whole game. It's distracting. We need that. We got better fans than their students. Our students got to come out in numbers and show what Monmouth is all about, even during a tournament when we have three games. And then our fans that always come, thank you for coming and continue to come. This team is growing, and we're going to continue to get better.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here post-game. Appreciate a few minutes. Tough, hard-fought one tonight. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Looking forward to talking to you all season long.
All right, Eddie and Steve. First off, I have to say thank you to Dr. Marilyn McNeil and President Brown and Jeff Stapleton and the Monmouth family. I feel like I'm the most fortunate guy in the world to be your coach. And thank you for giving my family and my staff a contract extension. I'm forever grateful for that. We are going to continue to work hard for you and continue to try to build this program all the way back up to the top. So thank you, Dr. McNeil. I will never forget it. And then I'd like to say to my family, Summer and Alexander and my little guy, Julian, hopefully he's asleep already or he'll be a terror tomorrow. And then I have my wife's sister in town and her two boys, Henry and Dylan. So I just want to shout out to the Rice family and the Jones family, and I know they were watching.
Well, Julian's not so little anymore.
Yeah, he's not so little, but he should not be up this late, because then tomorrow we won't be able to handle him.
Coach, appreciate it as always.
Right.
Have a safe ride home, and we'll look forward to talking to you during the week.
See you guys soon.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice. No doubt, Steve, as you rejoin here as we wrap up our Jersey Mike's post-game show, should be proud of the way his team played those final, really all 40 minutes in this one. Huge, huge effort out of players like Breece Kofani, as you said, Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, Josh James, who unfortunately, as you said, he got tired towards the end of that game, but played so well. As we will now take a look at our player of the game, and it's presented by McClune's Restaurants. Visit McClune's.com for information on all of their great locations. I have a player in mind, but I will let my broadcast partner pick that, and then if mine doesn't match up, we can always give an honorable mention. But Steve, who is your McClune's player of the game?
Well, because of its being his first game as a Monmouth University basketball player, I would give it to Breece Kofani with an honorable mention to Justin Robinson. I thought he was phenomenal tonight, doing everything he can to break that West Virginia press. Every single possession they were pressing him, and he's dribbling all over the court between three guys at times. So an honorable mention to Justin Robinson. I would give it to Breece Kofani. Again, 8 points, 3 of 4 from the field, 11 rebounds in his Monmouth debut.
And we take a look at our stat of the game presented by World Subaru. World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customer, worldsubaru.com.
Do you agree, Eddie, with Breece Kofani?
I'm sorry I glossed by. I do, actually, and I would have done the exact same thing that you did. Honorable mention to Robinson, and I thought Breece with 8 and 11 tonight, battling the men that West Virginia has, and he's one in his own right. He battled. He was undersized. He's a little on the leaner side of things, a little slender, but he still went out and battled all game. My stat of the game, Steve, is actually going to be the 26% shooting that Monmouth held West Virginia to in this one. 18 of 69 from the floor, 6 of 29 from three-point range. You look at Monmouth, they only go 2 of 9 from 3, and that maybe isn't what this team is going to be leaning on. Last year they took maybe too many threes. This year they take less. They shoot 45% themselves. I think that's a huge thing in its own right. What they now need to do is cut down on those turnover numbers. They ultimately turn it over in this game 24 times. If you're shooting a good percentage and you get more shots, you're going to score more points. I think that's something to keep an eye on moving forward.
I think taking care of the ball and executing in the half-court offense are going to be huge things going forward for the Hawks, and then the front court depth. That storyline played out right away in game one. Those are the things we're going to have to keep an eye on. But we know how good Monmouth is in transition when those playmakers have the ball.
We'll take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, Driven with Pride. It is this Friday night. Monmouth returns home for three in a row in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic. They host Bethune-Cookman Friday at 7:30 p.m. And then the other schedule, Central Connecticut State, Saturday at 7:30, Towson, Sunday at 4:30. But, Steve, home game with Bethune-Cookman coming up Friday at 7:30. I know that'll be you and I on the call for the Monmouth Digital Network. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait to get these guys back on the floor, and hopefully they can take a lot out of this one.
And Steve, a great effort, obviously, by you tonight. We'll also be joined over the course of the year by Matt Harmon and Gary Kowal, some of the other broadcasters with the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. I know I speak for all of us when I say we're proud to be able to broadcast these games. Steve, as always, great job, buddy. It was a fun one tonight.
It was great, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
For my broadcast partner, former Monmouth Hawk and NCAA participant, NEC champion, Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We want to thank our good friend back in the studio, Zach Collins, working overtime to engineer this broadcast tonight. Zach, great job tonight. We appreciate it and looking forward to having him on the team all season long. For Steve and Zach, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We want to thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast of Monmouth Men's Basketball, and it's been on your only source for Monmouth basketball all season long. And by the way, I want to send a quick shout-out to our good buddy Kevin Williams. Kevin, we are thinking of you, and your family is in our thoughts and prayers right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward to having these games for you all season long, and good night on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.